Kurt's got a few inches on me. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here with you midweek, outside of Sunday morning. It feels like we're all in a living room together and not at church. Not that that's a bad thing. But there's something that's intimate about these kinds of services that I really enjoy. I just have a few thoughts tonight about Thanksgiving and gratefulness. So here we go. Let me pray. Gracious Father, we invite your Spirit to be amongst us, Lord, to make our hearts thankful. You, Lord, have to make our hearts thankful because by default, we think of ourselves. By default, we find ourselves in strife. By default, we do not have courage to love those around us. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit, come and make us thankful tonight for all days and for all time. By your gracious Savior's name we pray, amen. Well, there's that typical holiday scene. You're sitting at the Thanksgiving table surrounded by family and friends with a lavish feast set before you. There's turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green beans with those tasty little almond slivers in there, sparkling cider, Waldorf salad, spinach salad, strawberry salad, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, persimmon pudding, whipped cream. I could go on. Well, how could you not be so grateful for such a spread? You're about to please your stomach and your taste buds beyond practically recognition. Once a year, you gather together with your loved ones to celebrate and enjoy the bounty God has given you. Surely we do that more than just once a year, of course, but there is something special about Thanksgiving. And so surely this is one of those moments to which 1 Corinthians 10:31 would apply. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God, right? Is this true gratitude? Is this kind of setting, is this kind of thankfulness true gratitude? Well, a former pastor of mine used to use this illustration all the time. There's this married couple at home, and the wife has just pulled out of the oven a steaming hot apple pie. And the man walks into the kitchen and says, honey, I love apple pie. And his wife replies, no, you don't love apple pie. You love yourself, and apple pie pleases you. Now, don't get me wrong. Feasting with your loved ones is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. When reading through the Gospels, you can quickly get a sense that one of Jesus' favorite activities is sitting down with his disciples and sharing a meal together. But please let me challenge us. Don't for one second let yourself believe that this is a picture of true gratitude. This is not gratitude in its fullest sense. This is not gratitude in its purest sense. This is not gratitude in its primary sense. This is gratitude that Jonathan Edwards would call self-love, or as he defines it, a desire of one's own happiness. Instead, he says, true gratitude or thankfulness to God for his kindness to us arises from a foundation laid before of love to God for what he is in himself. Whereas a natural gratitude has no such antecedent foundation, no such prior foundation. The gracious stirrings of grateful affection to God for kindness received always are from a stock of love already in the heart, established in the first place on other grounds, visibly God's own excellency. And hence the affections are disposed to flow out on occasions of God's kindness. Well, in other words, true gratitude for what God has done for us, for what God has given us, has a prior source. There's a foundation of thankfulness that owes itself to a love of God for God himself. We can be truly grateful if, and only if, God first gives us a love for himself, a love for his own excellence, a love for his own character. Edwards formed this idea from passages like 1 John 4, 7 through 10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Love, that kind of true love the Bible talks about, that kind of sacrificial love that Jesus lived, is only possible if it is bound up in God. God is love. We have love. We have gratefulness. We have true gratefulness. We can give true thanksgiving to God for all he has done and given only because he has loved us and sent us his Son to atone for our sin. Our love and true gratitude is a response only possible from his first love. Edwards, again, says it so well. The saint's love to God is the fruit of God's love to them. Hear that again. The saint's love to God is the fruit of God's love to them, as it is the gift of that love. God gave them a spirit of love to him because he loved them from eternity. And in this respect, God's love to his elect is the first foundation of their love to him, as it is the foundation of their regeneration and the whole of their redemption. All other love and gratitude is counterfeit. All other love and gratitude is empty. John Piper once said, "If we are not captured by his personality and character, then all our declarations of thanksgiving are like the gratitude of a wife to a husband for the money she gets from him to use in her affair with another man." And so, tonight, now, and forever, love God. Love him for his own sake. Lavish your love on him, your time, your energy, your affections on him. Be grateful. Be grateful often. Be grateful always, owing to our true source. And then we can join in with what G.K. Chesterton said here. You say grace before meals. All right. But I say grace before the concert and the opera, and grace before the play and pantomime, and grace before I open a book, and grace before sketching, before painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink. So let's be grateful, always owing to our source, to our true source in God. Pray with me. Gracious Father, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you, your abounding and steadfast love, if you were not slow to anger and quick to love, we would be gone. We thank you for relenting all these years so that we could participate in the grace that you have for this creation that you made and you love. Father, help us to find all bounty in you, all richness in you, all praise in you, for you alone are worthy to be praised, majestic, kingly, beautiful, rich, strong, and forever. We love you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done, and thank you for all that you are. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.